Children, do you remember how many disciples the Lord had? He had 12 disciples, and the Lord called them, and he sent them out to do some special jobs for him. Here, see if you can hear two things especially that the disciples, the Lord sent them to do to help people. Hear the word of the Lord in the Gospel of Luke chapter 9. And having called together his 12 disciples, he gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said to them, "Take nothing for your journey, neither staffs, nor bag, nor bread, nor silver, neither have two tunics apiece. And into whatever house you enter, stay there, and depart from there. And as many as shall not accept you, when you go out of that city, shake off even the dust from your feet for a witness against them." And going out, they went through the villages, announcing the gospel and curing everywhere. Now we'll also read from the Heavenly Doctrine about how the Lord again sent out his 12 disciples at his second coming. Since the Lord's time, the Christian church has passed through several stages, from infancy to extreme old age. Its infancy was in the lifetime of the apostles, when they preached throughout the world repentance and faith in the Lord God the Savior. That is what they preached is evident from these words in the Acts of the Apostles. Paul testified both to the Jews and to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a noteworthy fact that some months ago, the Lord called together his 12 disciples, now angels, and sent them forth throughout the spiritual world with the command to preach the gospel there anew, since the church that was established by the Lord through them has at this day become so far consummated that scarcely a remnant of it survives. And this has come to pass because the divine Trinity has been divided into three persons, each one of whom is God and Lord. The Lord is at this day forming a new angelic heaven, and it is formed of those who believe in the Lord God the Savior and who approach Him directly, and all others are rejected. To show that the divine Trinity is united in the Lord is the chief object of this work, true Christian religion. To this I will add the following new information. Some months ago, the 12 apostles were called together by the Lord and were sent forth through the whole spiritual world as they formerly were through the whole natural world with the command to preach this gospel. And to each apostle was assigned a particular province, and they are executing this command with great zeal and industry. Saving faith is faith in the Lord God the Savior, Jesus Christ. Saving faith is faith in God the Savior because He is God and man. And He is in the Father and the Father in Him. Thus they are one. Therefore those who go to Him at the same time go to the Father also, thus to the one and only God. And there is no saving faith in any other. That men ought to believe or have faith in the Son of God, the Redeemer and Savior, conceived from Yehovah, born of the Virgin Mary, and called Jesus Christ, is evident from the commands so frequently repeated by him and afterwards by his apostles. Faith in him is not unfocused, but has an object from which and to which it proceeds. And when once received, it is permanent. As when anyone has ever seen an emperor or king, as often as the fact is recalled, the image returns. That faith's sight is like one's seeing a bright cloud, and in the midst of it an angel who invites the man to him so that he may be raised up into heaven. This is how the Lord appears to those who have faith in him. He draws near to every man so far as man recognizes and acknowledges him. which he does so far as he knows and keeps the Lord's commandments, which are to shun evils and do good. And at length the Lord comes into man's house, and together with the Father who is in him, makes his abode with man, according to these words in John. Jesus said, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him." The preceding was written in the presence of the Lord's 12 apostles who were sent to me by the Lord while I was writing it. Note, after this work, true Christian religion, was finished, the Lord called together his 12 disciples who followed him in the world, and the next day he sent them all forth throughout the whole spiritual world to preach the gospel that the Lord God, Jesus Christ, reigns, whose kingdom shall be for ages of ages, according to the prediction in Daniel and Revelation. Also, that blessed are those who come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. This took place on the 19th day of June, 1770. This is what is meant by these words of the Lord: "He shall send his angels, and they shall gather together his elect from the end of the heavens to the end thereof." Amen. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.